the BBC News at midday. This is Harvey Cook. Roads and airports across the north of England have begun reopening after snow and ice swept across the country. More than 100,000 homes were left with power shortages as heavy snow wreaked havoc on electricity cables. In Sheffield, some motorists were forced to abandon their cars after becoming snowed in. From there, Peter Spencer reports.
Dozens of coach passengers and drivers were left stranded in South Yorkshire after heavy snowfall swept parts of the UK last night. A group of 20 to 30 coach passengers spent the night in a Sheffield church just behind me. That's the Our Lady of Beechief and St Thomas of Canterbury Church. Overnight, we had lots of cars abandoned in the city, especially on the Sheffield Parkway, which is the dual carriageway leading to the M1. People were queuing for as long as 4 hours on that route behind two lorries which got stuck. The snow ploughs and gritters have been out all night, and it looks like they'll be out again tonight as temperatures are set to drop to -3.
Angry passengers have been taking to Twitter to express their frustration after overrunning engineering works closed King's Cross, one of Britain's busiest rail terminals. There's been major disruption to all East Coast Mainline, Thameslink and Great Northern services. Keith Doughty from First Hull Trains says they've asked passengers to put off travelling if they can.
Frustrating, but we are all working together. I don't know the full reason behind the overrun, and we will understand that in the coming days, and then we will work together to ensure that when we have big engineering works again, that this doesn't happen. I will also say that those passengers that have seen the news and have decided not to travel, that have got tickets, we will honour those in the coming days.
Humberside police have arrested another man and a woman in connection with an attack on an elderly couple in North Lincolnshire. The 90-year-old man and his wife, who's in her 80s, were seriously injured during a burglary at their home in Scunthorpe on Tuesday evening. North